Chapter 10. Beauty was very excited. She got out of bed. She put on the finest clothes. She spent the day waiting for dinner time. She rushed down to the dining room. She waited for the clock to strike 9 o'clock. The beast did not come. Beauty was worried. "He must be dead. I have killed him," Beauty cried. She ran out of the dining room. She looked in every room in the castle. He was not there. "He was in the garden in my dream," Beauty thought. She ran out into the garden. She went to where she saw the beast in her dream. He was lying on the grass. He looked like he was dead. "Oh, beast," Beauty cried. She threw herself onto his body. She was not scared. She put her head on his chest. She heard his heart beating. The beast opened his eyes. "You forgot your promise," the beast said. "I was very sad. I decided to die. You are here now. I am happy. I would die a happy beast." "No, dear beast," Beauty said. "You cannot die. You must live. I want you to be my husband. I want to marry you. I will be yours forever. I will never leave you again. I didn't know I loved you when I was here. I only found out when I was away from you. I cannot live without you." Beauty finished speaking and the castle started sparkling. Light shone off the walls. Fireworks lit up the sky. Music started playing. Beauty stared at the castle. She did not know what was happening. She turned back to look at the beast, but the beast was not there. Instead, there was a prince. He was handsome. He smiled at Beauty. "You freed me from my curse. A fairy cursed me. I was a wicked man. She made me into a beast. She said, 'You will be a beast until a beautiful woman marries you.' I couldn't tell anyone about this. I had to find a wife that loved me. She had to love my personality, not my money. I had to change. You fell in love with me. You freed me, Beauty. We will get married," the prince said. Beauty was very happy. She took the prince's hand. They went into the castle together. The woman from Beauty's dream was there. The merchant was there. Beauty's sisters were there. Beauty's brothers were there. The woman brought them to the castle. "Beauty, come and get your reward," the woman said. "You fell in love with the beast. You gave up your life for your father. You are going to be a great queen. You have a good heart. You are a kind person. You must not change when you are queen." The woman was the fairy that cursed the prince. She turned to Beauty's sisters and said, "You two are cruel and wicked. I will turn you into statues. You will still be able to see and think. You will still be able to hear. You will stand at the castle gates. You will have to see Beauty's happiness every day. It is your punishment. You will be statues forever." The fairy took out a wand. She waved it. The sisters turned into statues. The prince married Beauty. All the people in his kingdom came to the wedding. The merchant was very happy. Beauty's brothers were very happy. Beauty was a good queen. She and the prince lived happily ever after. The end.